This is Alex Acker. I'm currently 16 years old on Monday, December 4th, 2017. And I am with my mother in our living room in Glendale, Wisconsin.
I'm Sarah Acker. I'm 57 years old, and I'm with Alex at our home in Glendale, Wisconsin.
Have you been to the Twin Towers prior to 9/11?
Yes, I was. When I was in college, I had an independent study. I was studying theater, and I was hired to stage manage a show that was in New York City. And in order to make extra money to live there, I got a job as a working in the mailroom of ABC News. And the location of that was down on the south end of Manhattan. So my subway stop was the Twin Towers, and I'd come up from the subway and walk through this big shopping area in between the towers. And then usually I would have lunch there too.
Can you explain what the ambiance around the Twin Towers was?
It was very busy. It was full of life, lots of people, restaurants, shopping. All of the traders were down there, so it was all the financial people were down there. It was a very busy and vibrant area.
So where were you on September 11th, 2001?
On September 11th, we were living in Oak Park, Illinois, which is a suburb just west of Chicago. I had ha just had two twin boys. They were 1 month old, and so I was at home with my babies, and we also had a 5-year-old who was just starting kindergarten.
Do you remember what was going through your head after you found out?
I was very confused and scared and frightened, and watching the television, watching it unfold on the television was really horrifying. And when the first plane hit, everybody thought it was just an accident. And then I don't know how long it was later until the second plane hit. It may have been an hour or less. Then people knew that it wasn't an accident, that it was deliberate. What was going through my head is that I felt so bad for those poor people that were in that building, and all the firefighters that were going in to try and help. Nobody thought those buildings would have collapsed, but they did, and it was really horrible. So I was extremely, extremely upset by the whole thing, but I continued to watch TV all day long. Back in 2001, they didn't have the thing that you see every day now. It's breaking news, and then the crawl on the bottom of the screen telling what's going on. That was only started with 9/11. And I really just couldn't stop watching the television.
How did your daily normal routine change because of 9/11?
It didn't so much, except that with my twin babies who didn't sleep very much, I watched television 24 hours a day, and I cried a lot. I was really, really upset by the whole thing, because all those people had died, and all they did that day was go to work in a beautiful set of buildings. And so I guess my daily routine didn't change that much right after it, but my emotional state was very different because I was so sad about what happened. The day of 9/11 was the 1 month doctor's appointment. It was the first doctor's appointment for my boys. And even though I was kind of glued to the television, I knew I had to go to this appointment. One of the boys was pretty ill, so I really needed to go to this appointment. My doctor was an hour late because she was at home, glued to the television. And they turned the television on in the back of the doctor's office. So I went back there, but I was dealing with two crying babies who were hungry, and I was upset, and they were upset because we had to wait for so long for my doctor, and their doctor was very distracted on that day as well.
So what was it like being in another city that had many other skyscrapers that could potentially be hit?
My husband worked at the Lyric Opera of Chicago, which is in downtown Chicago, across the street from the Sears Tower. Since no one knew what to expect and the news was really awful and nobody knew what was happening, nobody knew who did it, nobody knew anything, people were very frightened that they were going to hit all tall buildings, not just New York City. So my husband was working that day. He went to work even though a lot of people didn't, but they shut down all of downtown Chicago, and he wasn't coming home, and I was extremely upset because he wasn't leaving. So downtown Chicago was a complete chaos because everyone was told to go home. I think it was about 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And the subway trains were absolutely jammed because everyone was trying to leave the loop at once, and it was just total chaos.
Did you travel prior to 9/11?
Yes, I had flown a lot. Excuse me. I had flown all over the country and actually all over the world in my job as a stage manager doing tours around the country. So I had flown a lot before then.
So how have you noticed airport procedure change?
The security is so much more tight. It's very... Everyone has to have identification. Everyone has to go through a security check. You have to go through metal detectors, and you have to have your ID on you at all times, and that it didn't used to be that way.
So when and how did you learn who facilitated the attack?
In the days following the attack, it was there was so much speculation and things kind of dribbled out. I actually can't remember how long it took for them to figure it out, but there was so much information that was, some of it was true, some of it wasn't true, some of it was speculation, some of it was what it really was, and it took a while for them to figure out who did it and exactly the pilots that were behind it.
What did the government do in response?
As soon as it happened, with the Twin Towers and the plane in Pittsburgh crashing, the government shut down the airspace that afternoon, which meant no planes could fly anywhere, and no matter where you were, you had to land. And they also put up barriers around tall buildings in different cities, like cement barriers so that trucks couldn't drive into the building that maybe potentially be full of explosives. And that's the airspace had never been shut down ever. And it was shut down for about 3 or 4 days. So people were stranded where they were, where their plane landed.
I know you weren't personally affected, but how are you different now than you were before 9/11?
I'm a lot more sad. I'm a lot more cautious. I'm a little more nervous about things could happen anywhere at any time. I do recall, even after the airspace was opened, they still had zones around cities where planes couldn't fly. So they really cleared. No planes were allowed to fly within a certain radius around a city. So I was walking downtown Chicago and I heard a plane and I looked up and I kind of freaked out because I felt like it was too close to downtown. It was too close to the Sears Tower. And you know, that's kind of ridiculous, but it's a reaction to, you know, seeing airplanes now as a weapon of destruction is pretty awful.
All right, that was the last question. Thank you.